FM.
2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this beautiful day. I tell you, if it's like this on Mother's Day, all the mothers will be very happy.
I hope you're going to talk about Mother's Day.
I certainly am. I heard you playing Steve Crispy's version of God Bless the Child. I love that song. But I must admit, there was one morning many years ago when my son was about seven. Well, I don't think I would have blessed that child. It was Mother's Day, and he'd got up, and he thought he'd been reading Raoul Dahl's book, George's Marvellous Medicine, and he decided he'd copy a bit of what George was doing in that book. So he got up very early. He was always up early, an early riser. Went into the kitchen and started to concoct this mixture for his mother. And he threw all these things into it, including, there was chilli sauce, peanut butter, a jar of pesto, I think, went into it. And perfume, his dad's aftershave lotion.
What?
I think he even put in a cake of soap, and then he stood there and stirred it for a while, and then he came running into the bedroom. He wanted to cuddle, and he forgot about it, right? So the next thing I think the whole idea was to get me out of bed anyway. The next thing I heard was my daughter screaming in the bedroom, Mum, there's smoke in the kitchen, smoke in the kitchen. And, of course, this thing had, caught and was smelling terribly. But he got me out of bed, and I think that was his purpose. So that was my Mother's Day breakfast awakening that year.
But what you've probably realised is that kids grow up and they leave home.
Oh,
both of yours
so
have done that.
Sad. Yes, because Mother's Day, both my children will be overseas in New York, actually, and my granddaughter as well, so they won't be here. Great show. Anyway, so on Mother's Day, I won't have anyone making me breakfast this year or burning a concoction like my son did many years ago.
Plenty more like that, like you, yeah. I played a mother and child reunion earlier too. We're playing
Paul Simon. Oh, actually, he sang that up there at Byron Bay at the Blues Fest. I love that song. It's terrific.
Okay, yep. Okay. Yep. Now what have you got for us
today? Actually, I was going to suggest that, well, many children do like to make breakfast for their mothers on Mother's Day, but something simple. I wouldn't suggest anything like what my son did that year. I've got quite a few good ideas in my little mini chef cookbook, which I think is available on the 2CH website, and it's actually out in paperback now.
Oh.
Now there's some really easy ideas in that, including something like Bircham muesli, in which the children really only need to soak some muesli overnight with apple juice and then mix it with yogurt and top it with some fresh fruit and nuts. But something a little bit more complicated, like buttermilk pancakes, but I think Dad better be in the kitchen supervising the making of those. I'm not sure that I'd suggest boiled eggs to kids because I don't know that they'd get the timing right. What do you think? Boiled eggs to make for Mum. I imagine that they'd probably turn out quite hard.
Yes.
Boiled eggs are a little bit tricky, actually.
Yes, you need one of those timers.
Yes. And I've got a lovely recipe, though, in Mini Chef for what I've called good morning eggs, and they're baked eggs, and they're combined with a bit of bacon and cheese and a little bit of cream, dash of cream. After all, it is Mother's Day, so we can indulge. And then you bake them in the oven, take them out, and you top them with snip chives. They're really delicious.
Okay.
And they're with toasted bread. Yep. You know what I would absolutely love? If my child were making me afternoon tea, I love egg sandwiches with really fresh bread.
Yes.
And boiled. Okay, so once this time you do need boiled eggs, combine them with mayonnaise, and I use the S&W mayonnaise from the supermarket, chop up the boiled eggs, and then mix in with chives and some sliced celery and maybe some pistachio nuts and fill the bread with that. I think that's absolutely delicious for afternoon tea. Scones, pumpkin scones, and cinnamon scrolls from that bakery out at Hurstville that I mentioned a few weeks ago, Oregano Bakery. They are absolutely to die for. And recently I found them in Willoughby at a coffee shop called Dose, D-O-S-E, Espresso, so you can get them there as well. And the other thing I adore are these cream cheese and cherry strudels, which Evie serves at Caffrodite, that's the Greek cafe next to the Hayden Orpheum Theatre in Cremorne. But you can also get them if you ring ahead from Yanni's, Y-I-A-N-N-I-S, in Leichhardt. You can buy the cream cheese and cherry strudels from them, and let me tell you, they are absolutely to die for. So if you don't want to do any cooking, try those. But I would suggest that you try to do some cooking at home with the kids, or that kids should maybe do some cooking for you.
Yes.
So I've put a recipe up on my webpage today for white chocolate and macadamia blondies. And they're from my new e-book, a sweet little book. And I think I told you last week, it won a gold award in the United States in the E-Lit Awards.
Lovely.
So very, very thrilled about that.
So, congratulations.
Thank you.
So the recipes are on your website,
yes,
which is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye.